work a 9-to-5 and do what you want to do at the same time, because you're spending 10 hours a day working for somebody else's company and you take that away from yours. So you have to figure out how to just get by, because yeah, you can make 50, 60,000 doing something cool out here, and it pays the bills. That's all it does. It pays the bills. You won't be able to do anything else because that's not enough money in LA.
Right.
But then you're spending 10 hours a day, 40 hours, 45 hours a week on somebody else's journey, their company, their establishment,
dream.
Their dream, and you're not putting all those hours into yours. And when you're home, you're too tired to even give a fuck. You're just like, I'll figure it out in the weekend. So what I'm saying is that you got to figure out how to kind of earn while you're learning. Yeah. That's what I call it, earning while I'm learning. And I've earned a lot of money working in the movie business. My first fucking couple of years, I was really like, yo, is this how it is? Because I feel like I'm on.
But,
you know, then you get smacked, and then you hit rock bottom, and you come back up, and it's like a roller coaster every day. And then you can fucking, you know, it's hard, man, but, like, you know.
You gotta stick with it.
If you don't, then what's the point? Then you're a failure.
And that's what I believe. I believe you don't truly fail until you give up.
You quit. You're a failure. You don't fail. You can never fail.
So what do you think?
Never fail.
So what do you think is your biggest like success being a like you know movie role or in music or producing something that what was the most successful thing you've done?
Well, I mean the biggest things I've done so far for network stuff. I mean I've done a bunch of features that I was a producer on. That had small acting roles and bigger acting roles and smaller independent stuff, horrors that are, you know, all this stuff is just starting to come out now in the last 2 years that I've done. But it's all independent, small stuff, and it's good, humbling stuff. And, you know, I'm excited to be a part of it. But, like, you know, obviously, network, my first in 2016 and 17, I did Days of Our Lives, and that was pretty epic for me because I grew up with my mother watching novelas, and I used to love
novelas.
You know, watching Days of Our Lives with my ex-wife. Yeah. She got me into it 20-something years ago, so I would watch it, and I manifested. I was like, I'm going to end up being on that show one day. And I did it. 4 episodes. I manifest everything I do, and believe in manifestation. It's a real fucking thing.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ever fucking think that you can't do anything, because I'm doing the craziest shit in the world right now that I've never thought that I could do, because I'm a dope from the street, 7th grade education, drop out, no GED, no high school diploma, and I don't give a fuck. I will never get any of those things because none of those things matter. Because I know what is best for me, and I know how to, you know, hustle. So then, you know, the movie that I was a producer on, American Satan, that really had a success this year and last year. It was AMC released it on. It did a theatrical. We did about 55 theaters, and this is all independent. Mm. This is all independently. About 5 guys in an office in one fucking war room grinding.
Mm.
AMC released it, Miramax distributed it worldwide. We had some recognizable faces in the movie. It's a success, it's doing well. The brand is kicked off and now we're doing a spin-off TV series independently.
Mm.
And it's gonna look dope and we don't give a fuck. You know? Or it's gonna get picked up. But right now it's on Showtime. It came out July 1st on Showtime, American Satan. Another one. I have a small little. I'm not really an actor in it, but yeah, I was heavily, you know, behind the camera on that one.
Mm.
So that was a success. Into Ballers.